USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden is sworn in as the 46th President of the United States by Chief Justice John Roberts.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
Office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability,
will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Biden, at 78, becomes the oldest president in American history and the 15th vice president to ascend to the presidency. Biden now set to sign a slew of executive orders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Before leaving Washington, D.C., then-President Trump held a departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
This has been an incredible 4 years. We've accomplished so much together.
The president highlighting his accomplishments.
We rebuilt the United States military. We created a new force called Space Force. That in itself would be a major achievement for a regular administration. We were not a regular administration.
The president also with kind words for the Biden administration.
I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular.
Lottery players once again failing to win the Mega Millions top prize, sending the jackpot soaring to close to $1 billion on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The NFC and AFC Championship game set to take place Sunday. The Green Bay Packers hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the first game at Lambeau Field. NFL Hall of Famer and former Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman says he believes the Green Bay Packers have an advantage since they are playing at home.
Typically, especially when you get into postseason play, the home team has a decisive advantage. And anytime the Packers are playing at home, that's a big advantage for them with their fan base and then the weather that factors into that. This year, because of the pandemic, most of these stadiums have been totally empty. I know Lambeau's going to have about 3,500 fans. That certainly helps with the energy for the Packers, but I've said throughout the season that the Packers and some of these teams in the Midwest or the Northeast have an advantage with the weather. And for a team like Tampa going into Wisconsin and trying to play in those conditions when they haven't really done a lot of that this year, I do think that it favors Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
And no matter which teams win on Sunday, they will both be part of something that's never happened in the NFL.
No matter which teams make it to the Super Bowl in February, history will be made at the game. Sarah Thomas will become the first female official to work a Super Bowl. Thomas will serve as the down judge for the officiating crew. She's worked 4 postseason games in her 6 seasons with the National Football League. She became the league's first female on-field official in 2015. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.